Bam, Jason Waller here with the Bam Podcast. That's right, Business and Money Podcast. You want to make money? You want to conquer business? You want to go ahead and get that mindset right to take you to the next level and level up? You got to listen to the show. We're going to have all kinds of guests on there, billionaires, millionaires, athletes, actors, you name it. We're going to have them on here. They're going to be talking about their success, their struggles, their life, their hardship. I'm going to talk about my success, my struggle, my life, my hardship. So tune in. Bam. Bam, Jason Waller here with the Bam Podcast. That's right, business, attitude, and money. That's right, coming straight from the studio here in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the top 10 podcasts for entrepreneurs and motivation. So thank you for the subscribers out there. Make sure you give it a follow and you give it a listen on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, you name it. We're on all the platforms. Make sure you follow that BAM podcast. And don't forget, I've got my BAM coaching available. We've got the group community coaching for business, attitude, and money, where entrepreneurs or new business owners or celebrities or athletes or big business owners can join a community and communicate. And then I've got my one-on-one coaching available as well. So make sure you check out jasonwaller.com. Now, today's show, we are going to be talking about 10 proven ways to boost your business confidence. What is business confidence? Well, confidence, well, you should know what that is. That's where you've got swag, where you don't have doubt in your life. You don't feel less than. You don't feel insecure. You walk in and you own the fucking room. You take it over. You let everybody know you're here. You're here to stay. You're here to fucking conquer. You're here to win, right? That's confidence. And in business confidence, you've got to be able to run the show. You've got to be able to be a great leader. You've got to be able to have people follow you and understand your mission and understand your goals and to row the same way that you're rowing. So, you know, the biggest way I can explain the difference of motivation and confidence in business and in personal is, in business, there's a mission for the brand, a mission for the company. It's not about self-indulgent confidence. Like if you're a bodybuilder, you're in great shape, or you're a fucking runway model or bikini model, you're already confident about yourself. But are you confident in your IQ? Are you confident in your conversations ability? Are you confident in how you're making money, right? Or are you just confident in your looks? Well, then when you turn it into business, you're actually having confidence in your brand, in your company. How does your company stand against competitors? How does it stand on itself? Do people recognize the brand? Do people appreciate the brand? Do they know what the brand's about? Does it have a great mission? Does it do great things? You know, my previous company, Power Home Solar, our reputation was freaking the shit, right? For 8 years, we had an A-plus with the BBB. We put solar on 5 NFL stadiums, 1 Major League Baseball stadium, 1 college stadium. We had, you know, almost 40,000 customers high-five and excited to, you know, own their power and be a part of that mission, right? Until we had a product liability issue. But my point is we had confidence. And when we transitioned from Power Home to Pink Energy, because we were going to be a public company, we were doing a reverse merger and we were going to be public, we were super excited about that. We had confidence. We had swag. We believed in the brand. We appreciated the brand. The brand had its own identity. It had its own swagger. And that's important, that you build a brand like that. And that's going to take some time. It doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you've got to build that through social media, through customer testimonials, through, you know, reviews, through experience, reputation. You know, you got to prove it. It can't just be like, oh, we're the greatest. You got to show that you're the greatest, right? So, understanding the obstacles to be confident. A lot of businesses, especially new business owners out there, they're like, oh shit, what do I do? How do I get customers? You got to act as if. You don't go out and you don't lie and you don't go, I've got thousands of customers, when you got zero. But you don't fucking tell everybody, I've got zero customers, you're the first. You act as if you're the professional and you've been there before. You have swagger, you build the brand, you seem bigger than life. I remember when I was doing Facebook Lives in 2015, before it was fucking cool. I was like, live here, Jason Waller, bam, with, you know, Power Home Solar, blah, blah. And people thought I was fucking retarded. However, it worked. It allowed me to build a brand where we seemed bigger than life. And, you know, that kind of took off. People would share it. And then all of a sudden, you know, we'd be posting more stuff, more content, more reviews, more customer testimonials. And what happens is all of a sudden the brand seems huge. And that is how you start to build that confidence, because you're building a brand, right? You act like you're a billion-dollar brand. You focus like you're a billion-dollar brand. You have actionable items like a billion-dollar brand. You carry yourself like a billion-dollar brand. You have swagger like a billion-dollar brand. You don't show insecurity as a business owner or as a business, right? You are understanding, you know, how to be confident, right? You are understanding the significance of building this brand is taking everything that you know about the industry, being the specialist on it, finding a pain problem, finding an issue for a consumer, finding a want for the consumer, and trying to be the best at what it is you're doing and promoting your brand. A lot of people, oh, I sell a lot of customers or I do a lot of this, but then they don't like share the testimonials or share the reputation or share the results. Nobody knows then. You're just fucking John and Dave's trucking company or Mike and Paul's solar company or Steve and Betty's fucking flooring company. Whatever you are, you want to be bigger than that. You want to take it to the next level. Guy I coach right now, used to play in the NFL, a dear friend of mine, has a brand. He opened a new business and his logo was just not really dope. It was just bad. And he was treating it like it was a mom pop's brand. And look, a lot of y'all want to stay mom pops. That's bullshit. Like if you're running a business, you're like, this is all I want to do. And I only want to do this many customers, man, you shouldn't be running a fucking business, dude. Like you go get a job. But if you're building a company and you're like, yeah, I want to take it to the next level, I want to have a big brand, then you need to listen up. You need to make that brand bigger than life. You ever heard of the attitude act as if, like you walk in, you're like, I'm walking in like I'm fucking dragging my pecker on the fucking ground, or I'm walking in like I'm the baddest son of a bitch on the planet. Everybody's a gangster till a gangster walks in. I'm walking in. I'm the G, right? You got to have that mentality and attitude. You got to do the same thing in business, right? You've got to be the confident one in business as the leader, as the sales leadership, as the production leadership, as your accounting team. Everybody, they've got to have that swagger. How do you get them to have that swagger? It's believing your brand and your mission. So you've got to be a great leader. How do you do that? That's the significance of self-improvement. That's the significance of finding a coach or a mentor to help pull the inner you to be more confident, the inner you to take it to the next level, the inner you to be the leader in that industry, in that whatever services you're offering, to be the specialist, the inner you to get people to follow you. Leaders, fucking lions, leaders, they get the pack to follow them. What self-improvement can do is you get a coach or you get a mentor and they can help you pull that out of you so you can build an Avengers team around you and all of these different leaders that bring great things to the table. And then they get other people to follow those leaders because they want to be leaders soon. And you get everybody rowing the same way. But you got to have some kind of self-improvement to challenge yourself to be better, because everybody goes through some insecurity and everybody goes through bumps in the road in business. And this is, I'm just talking business right now, not personal. And so the biggest thing that you've got to be able to do is say, hey, look, how do I get more confident in business? How do I carry myself as a better, stronger leader? How do I get more people in my business to follow me and believe in the mission and be all in? A lot of things you can do is you can do gain sharing, you can do profit sharing. You can do, you know, what I have a whole thing that I'll talk about at another time, but I talk about it in coaching, you know, a 70-30 rule. I have an 80-20 rule based on KPIs, which I'll get to in a minute, but I have a 70-30 rule based on, like, if my goal is for you to make 100K, then I want to get you a $70,000 salary and I want to get you a $30,000. You know, bonus based on, you know, profitability or sales or volume, something to really give you some KPIs to measure your results to be the best of the best to get to that point. You want people chasing. You just don't want to just hand them and it's a 9-to-5. You want it to be bigger than that. And people take the job with your business for three reasons. One, they want money, obviously. Okay, yay, we all know that. Put that on the shelf. Two, they want to see the progress of different employees and they want to see people that, like, the opportunity tree, right? Oh, I can be that. And that guy was that, I can move up to that. Oh, and that guy was a director, then he's a VP, I can move up to that. They want to see real life tree, like people in your business moving up within your business. One of the things we did really good is all of our leaders came from the bottom up. So they grew their replacement and then they moved up and then they grew the replacement and they moved up. We did that in most aspects of our business. And the good thing about that was someone new in the company can come in and go, wow, that guy's been here 3 years. He's been promoted 8 times. Holy shit. And that was normal for us. And that allowed to sell that opportunity. So one, money, two, opportunity. People want to know they can move up the tree. I've had so many people come for coaching or talk to me and go, dude, I want to start my own business because I feel like I can't grow at the business I'm at. I feel like I can't get promoted at the company I'm at. I feel like I can't take it to the next level. I'm handcuffed. I'm stuck in a cage. I can't move. I feel like I can't breathe. I got to break through this. I got to have my own opportunity. I got to build my own map. That's what happens when you have a business that you don't, you suffocate your employees. You don't give them a fucking tree to follow. You don't give them a, you know, way to move up the fucking ladder, right? You got to have an org chart ladder where you have real success stories of people at their level that have moved up. That's so key. That's two. Three, culture. People join your team because of culture. You want everyone rowing the same way. You want to do fun events. You want to do, you know, we used to do kickball tournaments and, you know, picnics and Christmas parties. We gave away, you know, $200,000 to the employees. And you want to do fun things for people that make a difference where they love to come to work. We would do dress up day and contests. And, you know, we would support all kinds of different charities together locally and nationally. And they were a part of those events. And we would empower the leadership at a local level to really be a part and organize that, so they felt like an owner. You have to treat your employees like an owner. You have to let them be rowing the same way as you. It's very important. When you're doing all these things and it's aligned up, I don't care if you got 5 employees or 5,000 employees, it's the same. You still have to have the same theory, the same concept, the same kind of drive, the same kind of, you know, hey, I've still got these people being successful, the same kind of everything to do the culture. It doesn't matter big or small. You can create that culture, but it starts with you at the top. It starts with your leadership team. It starts with the people you surround yourself with. Okay. Now, after you know how important self-improvement is, understanding the obstacles to confidence, there are going to be things that break you down. You're going to have a customer complaint. It's like, shit, now we've got to deal with this customer issue. Damn it. How do you combat that? Well, you make that customer happy at all costs. Like, whatever you got to do, you make the customer happy. You try to get a new testimony from them. Maybe you won't, but how do you combat a bad one? Well, you make sure that all the next customers, you go above and beyond to crush it, so they give you positive reviews. Right? And you focus on the positive. Sometimes people are going to be mad. Sometimes customers you can't make happy. I always say, if you don't sell ice cream and sherbet out of the same fucking stop, you're not going to make the world happy. Somebody's going to bitch that they're dairy-free. Someone's going to bitch that they want ice cream. Someone's going to bitch. It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to have that. You got to accept it. That's the deal, right? You know, we had 40,000 customers. We had 5,000 positive reviews online. We had a few hundred fucking bad reviews online. I mean, that's what happens. You can't make everybody happy. The goal is to make everybody happy. The goal is to go to the depths of earth to make sure that consumer has the best fucking experience possible. But sometimes people just angry. Sometimes people just don't like shit. Sometimes people, there's no coming back from a fuck up or a mess up or a hiccup, right? Sometimes you just can't fucking deal with, like, that's what happens. I always put the customer first, right? But every now and then customers will lie. They'll take advantage of the situation. It's unfortunate, it happens, but you always got to try to put the customer first. You got to put yourself in their shoes. But you got to understand those obstacles. You're going to hit bumps. No fucking company's perfect. Disney has bad complaints sometimes. Like, everybody has some. You want to make sure that they're very minimal, and you combat that with so much great service, so much white glove service, so much next level testimonials, positive reviews, everything you can do to combat any issues that you have. When people have a problem, you go to the depths of earth to fix it, but you also want to make sure that you're getting positive reviews to combat it, because that's what people do. When they look at reviews, they say, oh, I see one or two negative, but I see like 8 positive. Okay, I feel a little better. You want to make sure that it's way less than like 5% complaints or issues. Like, you want to focus on a percentage of how many customers you got. You got to make 80% fucking excited, 5 stars. You can have 10-15%, you know, at fucking 3 or 4 stars, and fucking anything 1 star, you got to fucking make sure you go to the depths of the earth to fix and reverse that. But if not, and that falls in that category, you better get enough good things to combat it. That's the deal, right? That's one of the obstacles. Identifying strategies to boost the self-confidence. Now, we're talking business here. I can tell you all day long about boosting your own confidence, right? Looking in your mirror, giving yourself affirmations, loving yourself, believing yourself. That's all great. But we're talking business in this podcast. And the way that you really boost your self-confidence in business is you share your wins. You celebrate when you get a customer. You celebrate when an employee gets promoted. You celebrate when you go into a new market. We used to have a post, boom, coming to Indiana, bam, coming here, boom, bam, 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 like all these things, right? You've got to do that. That you celebrate these wins, you celebrate the comp, you celebrate different things in the business, you get excited, your team gets excited. I mean, that's how you're boosting the self-confidence of the business. You start doing testimonials, like, it's exciting. Positive reviews, awards that you win, share that shit. That's how you boost confidence. And then the employees also gain confidence. What does that do? When they're sitting at home or they're sitting on the phone or wherever, however you conduct business, they're able to have enough confidence and believe in what they're doing to go ahead and execute the sale and move forward, right? You got to celebrate the small wins. just talked about that. Just, you know, celebrate them. Be excited. You got to embrace vulnerability, right? So you're going to have times that you're vulnerable or your employees are vulnerable, and you want to embrace that. You want to talk about it. How do we get better? Where's our struggles? Where are we hurting? How can we get better? You want to put it all on the table and deal with anything. You don't want things to be shoved under the rug. You want to deal with all the problems and where you're vulnerable. And you want to seek feedback. You should do surveys all the time with your employees, with customers. See how you're doing. Like, we used to have a NPS score, one of the two, net promoter score, NPS score. And, you know, we would send that out, and we had like world class for multiple years. It was unheard of. Everybody in our industry was low. We were like in the 50s and 60s, which is world class. And then when we had that Generac product liability problem, the shit just fell off the cliff. But for several years, we stayed at world class, and we were proud of that. We talked about that. We wanted to get surveys from customers and know what we did great and know what we did wrong and how we can get better. You got to do that. Okay. You got to stay confident through tough times. You know, I ran a business through the first, recession in 2008, ran it through COVID in 2020. And, you know, there's just, you know, you're going to go through these things. You've got to be able to stay confident, right, during those times, because your employees are looking at you. If they're scared and they see you're scared, you're done. So you can't show fear. Right. I always go back to the analogy of you're sitting on the plane with your kid and it's bumpy as fuck and you're scared, but your kid's freaking out. You act like, I ain't scared. It's going to be fine, son or daughter. Things are going to be okay. You got to do the same thing in business. Okay. You've got to be the leader. You're in that seat for a reason. You've got to be able to have the confidence to execute, make those decisions, and have those people believe in you. Okay. You want to visualize success. You want to see it. You know, if you're a leader, you're an entrepreneur, or you're, you know, a high level manager, you want to have great vision. Now, I always say you don't want to look a year out. You don't want to look 5 years out. Everyone's like, hey, you know, you'd be a billion dollar business. No, but when we were doing 600 million, I was like, shit, we can get to a billion. But I didn't think about that. We're at 100 million. I didn't think about that. We're 5 million, right? So you want to visualize success, but you want to stay in the moment. Okay. So do a 30, 60, 90, 180 day goal and vision and be realistic, right? Don't be too conservative and don't be too flamboyant. Like, just, hey, this is realistic and this is the goal. And therefore, when you're hitting those goals, you're moving the needle out further and your 6 month goal is going out further and it's just continuing to grow and it never ends. Right. And so you're chasing yourself 6 months from now. And that's important, you know, because you have to visualize. It's hard to visualize a year from now. Like, every year was completely fucking different for us. 6 months was even different, but it was easier for us to grasp, like, okay, 30 days. Like, okay, we did 30 million and then we're going to do 35 million and then we're going to do 40 million and then we're going to do 42 million and then we're going to do 45 million and then we're going to do 50 million. We weren't like, hey, we're going to do 100 million, 500 million. Like, you can't do that, right? You have to set those goals up correctly. Okay. Surround yourself with positive people. We all suck at this sometimes. Like, you get around those people that you love and you care about and they're good people, but all they do is bitch and complain and they're negative. You got to get away from them. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. Hold on. I'm gonna take a sip of a drink here. I'm guilty of it as well, where even some of my family members are super negative and it's like, dude, like, be positive. So it's hard. And I have a problem where when things are so negative, I just kind of like shut down. I don't want to talk to those people. And then they get like, why are you mad? Like, well, you don't like me. It's like, not that. I just hate fucking hearing vomit at the mouth. I want to hear positive feedback. I want to hear positive energy. I want to hear glasses half full and I'm about to kick some ass and take it to the next level. Not, well, it's this. I mean, you have to live in the shit sometimes. You have to deal with adversity and problems and negativity in life sometimes. So let's not fucking talk about it, right? Let's manifest positive energy. Let's manifest positive results. Let's manifest winning. Let's manifest conquering our goals and winning the hour and conquering the day. You have to manifest that. And you got to surround yourself with people that are like that. When you do that, it's easier to guide through the day because they're positive and you're positive and you're feeding off each other. And all that's doing is making you better. So you want to stay the hell away from the negative people and surround yourself with positive people. And you need to practice positive self-talk. You know, okay, I've got this. I'm going to do this. And look, I still hit bumps today, like building the coaching business and doing the podcast and, you know, mentoring people. It's like, you know, this isn't like, oh my goodness, it's a $1 billion business. And, you know, I took 8 years to build that. So in the coaching thing, I've got to understand, look, it takes time. And I love it. Like, oh my gosh, some of the guys I coach and the folks I coach, like, next level. It's like a kid hitting a home run. You get excited. You're jacked up that their business is flourishing. You're like, oh my gosh, like this is fantastic. You enjoy it. It's so rewarding. And so for me, like I have to positive self-talk. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I only have X amount of clients, or I have to do this. And what am I, you know, how am I going to get to the next level again? It's like, dude, like relax, Jason, relax, relax. Like, look, like you gain extra client here, get in the group here. Like just take your time and enjoy it and, you know, trust the process and stay positive and enjoy the moments. And there's a plan and there's a reason. And so I have to do that a lot, right? I don't meditate. I should, I'm going to, you know, anybody's great at meditation, hit me up. I got to learn, but I listen to positive music. And, or, you know, some fun rap music that gets me jacked up. And that always helps me, right? If I'm kind of down and, you know, when I get down, I'm human, right? I'm not on medication no more. So, you know, I get down sometimes, but I want to, you know, I want to be positive more and I want to be able to, I tell myself many times over and over, like things are good. Like, look, you're blessed. You got this opportunity. You're here. I got to stay positive. I have to talk, you know, be positive talking to myself. You know, you're doing so good. You're doing this. Stay positive. Look at how you helped this person. Look, you signed this person up. Hey, look, you're building this business on the side. Hey, your podcast got top 10 again. Bam, bam, bam. Like positive talk, celebrating small wins, right? You got to overcome the fear of failure. You know, I think the number one reason why companies don't grow and they fail is the fear of failure. And that's, they're manifesting failure, like, cause they're so scared of it. And you've got to recognize the role of fear in business is it's okay to have concern. It's not okay to have fear. It's okay to build around and be protective, but it's not okay to have fear, right? So when you have fear in business, I feel like that's just an open wound waiting to just burst. Like you're, cause you're just scared of it. And you're hiding from it. You're not dealing with it. You're not planning around it. You're not, you know, building structure and a foundation around that issue or obstacle. You're literally letting that dictate what you can and can't do. And you can't have that happen. I'm scared to open a new market. What if I lose my ass? Okay, well then back out before you lose too much. You got to try. Oh, I'm scared to hire a sales team. Like all I do is the install side. Well, you got to fucking try. Like you can't win the lottery if you don't play. You can't make the shot if you don't shoot. You can't hit the ball if you don't swing. You can't catch the touchdown if you don't fucking raise your hands up. Like you have got to take chances in business. You're already in business. You're already fucking taking chances. So you got to risk it to get the biscuit. Scared money don't make money. You're going to have to fucking do it. So you're going to have to take that fear and you're going to stick that shit to the side, think positive, manifest positivity, and then fucking ease into it and conquer those fears. That's what you've got to do. Like I was so proud of our team with all the bullshit going on with Generac and all the fucking lies and bullshit, misinformation, how they fucking, there was a nightmare. We turned the shit around. We got our A+ with the BBB back. Our sales were growing again. Like things were turned around in July and August of 2022. Like we're selling a new product. Sales were up. Things were working. But Generac just didn't pay us the money they owed us. And we ended up, you know, going bankrupt because they owed us like 80 or 90 million bucks. The point is, we turned that around. Had they done what they were supposed to, and you know, it's all in the lawsuits. Had they fucking done some due diligence and not had a fucked up product, we would never have been in that situation. But contrary to that whole shit, which was scary, we conquered that fucking fear. We said, fuck that. We're not going to quit. We're going to fucking sell a different vendor. We're going to build up the other vendor. We're going to service the shit storm that Generac did. Generac's going to pay us for the shit storm they did. We'll deal with them in court on all the bullshit and the liability and how much millions and millions of dollars we've lost in brand reputation. And what we're going to do is we're going to get this right. We're going to fix those customers. We're going to get new customers. And we stayed focused and we turned it. We went from like 50 million in sales in March to like 18 in April and 22 in May and 24 in June, but then like 36 in July and like 45 in August. Like we were turned. We turned it back, but then we ran out of money. I mean, that's what happened. Like that's sometimes, you know, things crash, right? I've never had that happen before. Never really taken a loss like that before, ever. But that's what happened. You know, they didn't pay their bill and here we are holding the chips and couldn't afford to stay open anymore. And it was unfortunate. My point is you can't have fear, because we could have quit earlier and we'd have never turned it around. We would have been like, oh, and we'd have closed. Like, we turned it around, which was great. Like, oh my gosh. So had we had the funds that they were supposed to pay legally, and agreed to, we turned that thing around. So that was so proud of my team, because that fear didn't control us, right? Something outside of that happened that you couldn't expect that was going to happen. But my point to that is you don't get scared. And look at that. Look, turn around, open new businesses, invest in it. I don't get scared. I don't run from it. Like, let's go again. What do we got to do? So here we are. No fear. Shifting focus to success instead of failure. You're going to fail, and that's going to give you lessons learned. Like, people always say, what's the best lesson you learned on this whole shit show with Generac? I should have had two manufacturers, right? I had two panel companies. We had two finance companies. We had two racking companies. We had two of everything. With Generac, they were a publicly traded company. It was too hard to have different inverter company. We left SolarEdge, who we loved very much, because they couldn't get a battery. We wanted a battery. Generac came, did the whole dog and pony show, sold us on a bill of goods that this is the best shit since sliced bread. We were out there installing it. They marketed with us. Things were exploding. We were like, yay, this is great. And then all of a sudden they had all these product issues and then this firmware update that shut everybody's system down where they weren't producing what they were supposed to. So that became a manufacturer's issue, which looked like a sales issue. The problem is, as you know, all the failures we had, you know, we'd open a market. Ooh, that one didn't work. Let's twist this. Let's do this. We learned from all our failures. One of the things I learned in closing that business, which sucks, is I don't care how big a company is, you carry two. You always have a redundant plan. You have two manufacturers. You have two of everything, because you have to, because you can't put all your eggs in one basket. I don't care if they're a public company. I don't care if they make all the promises in the world and they're worth billions of dollars. I'm living proof. You better have a backup plan. You better be redundant. And we were redundant in all our business except that. And that's unfortunate, right? So that, but look, we were looking at our success, like our success, things were growing, and I always focus on success, not the failure. So I take what I learned and now I focus, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on this win. I'm going to grow this business. We're going to make sure that we have two of this, two of that. I ain't getting in the solar business, have zero interest. But my point is any kind of business I get in, I'm making sure that we're redundant. We have a plan B. We're never left by the short hairs by one vendor, one manufacturer, one finance company, one anything. You always got to have a backup, because you don't know what the hell's going to happen with that company. That's a fact. I don't give a shit how big they are. Okay. Learning from past setbacks. Same thing I just brought up there. You learn from that and then you go ahead and you orchestrate that in your plan for execution. Okay. Importance of motivating a business. Identify inner motivation. Importance of setting personal goals. So in your business, you're going to set those goals, but personally you should set some goals. What do I want to accomplish this week? I usually put notes in my phone, send myself an email, things like that, that I want to accomplish this week. Every now and then I lose focus and I go, shit, I got to do it again. And I got to get back there and do it, right? Staying organized with to-do lists. It's the same thing I just mentioned. You want to celebrate the progress. As you're growing, you got to celebrate it. Now, I'm a big believer of, you know, when you make a putt or you get a win and you get a sale, you're doing things, you don't come off the course and party. You just clap it up and then you walk to the next hole, right? I treat every day like a playoff game. So I celebrate it. Hey, great. You know, we took team out. We did this. Yay. We broke a million in sales. High five. Let's go. But, you know, we'll talk when we do 2 million in sales, but we're not going to stop the party. Like, we keep moving. Okay. It's golf, claps and go. But you want to celebrate that success. Taking breaks to avoid burnout. Now, listen, that's on the notes here. I'm not a big break taker, right? And I don't really ever get burned out. I think a way to stop burnout is really take vacations or make the moments and memories with your family and things that you love to do matter. Because when you're grinding and you're working, you can get exhausted. You can get fatigued. You want to find something else that resets you. Like, I used to play VR poker, or I swim, or I smoke a cigar, or, you know, I play real poker, or, you know, I coach, you know, sports. I watch shows with my wife and movies. Like, you find something to reset the brain that will really help, right? So taking breaks, I get it. I'm not a huge fan of like, okay, I need like 4 week vacation. I'm like, there are some people out there that are like, okay, I've worked so hard. I got to go vacation every 3 months for like 2 weeks. I'm not that dude. I'm a workaholic. However, I make times matter. Like, we're going on vacation to Myrtle Beach. We're going on vacation to Turks. We're going on vacation. Like, yeah, I make sure I try to do that every 3 or 4 months, try to bop out, you know, 4 or 5 days. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. To reset, right? To reset that mind and to appreciate what you've been working for. Okay. Seeking motivation from others. Look, I don't ever really need anyone to help me motivate. When they tell me I can't or they tell me I won't, then the motherfucker motivated me. If they're like, man, you ain't ever going to do it, I'm like, fuck you. You better write that shit down and put your money on, because I'm going to take your fucking money because I'm going to do it. I don't like when people tell me I can't and I won't and I'm not able. That's the shit that fucking motivates me. Some people get motivated by people saying, hey, attaboy. I don't want your fucking attaboys. I want motherfuckers to tell me I can't, because I just get hungrier and more pissed and I want to go fucking crush it. I love when a motherfucker tells me I can't. I'm like, buckle the fuck up. Get your fucking popcorn. Get your Pepsi. I'm going to put on a fucking show. You better film this shit. Like, that's how I roll. But I get motivated by people telling me I can't. I'm a sick fuck, though. Some people aren't like that. Some people... they're like, I need someone to tell me I'm doing good. I don't need your fucking kudos. I don't need you to kiss my ass. I like when you motherfuckers tell me I can't. Then I'm like, all right, I'll fucking show you I can. Ain't nobody gonna fucking tell me I can't. They've been telling me I can't my whole life. And I have been my whole life. That's how I roll. Now, everybody's different. So what fuels you is what you got to ask. What motivates you? Sometimes it is the kudos. People are built differently. Like an attaboy, pat on the ass. Let's go. You like awards. I love awards too. When I was in sales, I wanted to be number one. It wasn't even about the money to me. I just wanted to fucking be number one. Some people want money. At whatever motivates you, you make sure you're using that. But to live and want motivation from others all the time is unhealthy. Like, you don't need other motherfuckers to motivate you. You got to find a way to motivate yourself. All I do is get more pissed. Like, when people fucking tell me, I feel like I'm Mayweather. Or I feel like I'm, you know, fucking Dana White. You know, it's like, fuck you. Tell me I won't watch what happens. Like, that's just who I am. But not everybody's built that way. And you don't have to be built that way to be successful. You have to be able to channel your motivation. But I'm able to self-motivate because I'm hungry. I stay hungry. I want to win. I want to succeed. I want to be the best at whatever I do. So you got to find out what really motivates you and don't lean on others. You don't need them to fucking motivate you. You got to create a positive environment. You got to go around, bebop it around, high five, rubbing elbows, kissing the babies, make it fun, appreciate people. You know, you got to make it positive. And look, we all get guilty of that. We get frustrated. We get tense. We get irritable. You got to challenge yourself to be better. Like, I'm 43 years old and I'm challenging myself every day to be better, to not be so negative or not so angry, not so frustrated, not exploding. Because I'm human. I go through all those fucking things you guys go through. I'm not fucking perfect. I mean, I feel like I have more better days than I have worse days, and I'm more positive than I'm negative. But that's how I measure myself. And then I just try to get better and better every day. AGB, getting better every day, 1%. So you got to make sure you focus on that. And look, to wrap all this up, you know, the importance of self-reflection. You need to reflect on what you've been doing. I go back to self-improvement, right? If you're struggling, talk to a therapist. If you're struggling in business, fucking get a coach or a mentor. Like, I've got a program together. Find one. If not me, somebody else. Like, that. The number one rule I tell everybody, like, I'm telling you, get your fucking ego to the side. Man, I wish I had coaching early on. Like, I got two coaches right now, two mentors. I got a mentor and a coach right now. Like, I got, and they're different. One's done it before and they're telling me, and one's coaching me on things, right? So I have two of them, and I would, you know, and for different things, I suggest you get one. It makes you better. It makes you better at what you're trying to do, a better human being, a better business owner, a better leader, a better CEO, a better husband, better. Like, it only helps. Okay. But you got to find somebody that's challenging you, that's holding you accountable, that's, you know, pushing the buttons that you need pushed, that's giving you the right guidance. And sometimes, you know, you outgrow certain coaches, and sometimes you're not ready for certain coaches, but you need to find somebody, a coach or a mentor, to give you some self-improvement as you're running along. Cause that's the best advice. I mean, everybody's got one. I don't care how big, like, all these business owners, they all have coaches, like Dana White, Mark Cuban. They all have coaches or mentors, dude. It's like therapy for business. And when you're in the grind and in the forest, you can't see everything. So to have a mentor to look at it from the outside in or above to help you out is fucking crucial. It's game changing. So you need to think about that. And especially if someone's lived most of the experience and they've seen the movie before, they can help you. They can fucking navigate you to get through things a little faster. So I'm a big believer there's no elevator in life, but damn it, a fucking self-improvement coach, mentor, boy, you're skipping steps real fast, okay? So it's important to think about that. Now, make sure you check out the podcast. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel, Jason Waller Bam. Instagram, everywhere we're at, YouTube, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox. Check it all out. Make sure you follow us. Make sure if you're interested in the coaching, go to jasonwaller.com. Bam!